Welcome back to RSN 927. The text message is coming thick and fast, including Ronnie suggesting there are culture problems at the Western Bulldogs, not Collingwood. But we won't give Scotty Gallen a reply now.
Minor setback a couple of weeks ago, but we've moved on.
He's listed plenty of things. He makes a compelling case.
Oh, dear me. We won't be reading that out, Nicholas.
Now, we're about to chat to our next guest, Brad Close from Geelong. And it's been a bit of a theme throughout the course of the day, your favourite sports movies. Brad, you love your golf. You love plenty of sports. Good morning to you. And have you got a favourite sports movie?
Yeah, good morning, fellas. That's actually a bit of a tough one.
Have you watched Draft Day, Brad? I've asked everyone this question.
No, I haven't.
Oh, good. He's in my camp.
No one's watched this movie.
I watched the new Adam Sandler movie last night.
Hustle?
Hustle, yeah. I quite like that. So
we're trying to get Quinny to watch it.
All right. I'll cop the tip, Brad. I'll do that. I'll go and have a look at that today, I reckon.
Yeah, perfect.
Now, more importantly, you and your team purring along nicely, and the MCG will be absolutely rocking on Saturday.
Yeah, it's good to bank another win last week, and we're looking forward to the Tigers this week. It should be another good contest.
Now, Brad, I roll my eyes when they talk about mid-season, you know, mini training and levels and all this sort of hard training. Surely that's not happening down there.
Over the bye week, yeah, we had a few bigger sessions, but this time of the year we're sort of just keeping the body in check, so I think, and staying top of our skills and try and be in the best shape we can.
So you say you've had a few hard training sessions in that bye period. Physically, did you feel much fresher going to last Saturday's game than you would have if it was a game the week before? Like, do those training sessions still not get anywhere near the physical ramifications in the days follow that a game would?
Yeah, absolutely. You're always going to be fresher. I think there's obviously a level at training where you don't want to go in and hurt your teammates too much. So you try and get that physical body contact to keep your match fit. But, you're obviously not going to get those hard knocks that you would during a proper match.
Now, Brad, your role, you're roaming a lot. You and Graham Myers seem to roam a lot further up the field. Is that what the coaches want you to be, sort of a link person as much as a small forward?
Yeah, the role I've sort of been playing is, sort of that connection between the mids and forwards. Obviously, it requires a lot of running. So, working high up and back. But, I found myself around the stoppages a little bit lately, which is a nice change as well. Get up around the footy a bit more and get the hands on it.
Is that what you'd like to do a bit more? Get in the midfield, get a bit more of the footy? Or do you sort of like the smell of the goals?
Oh, you got to love the smell of the goals. But, it is a nice change just here and there. Jump up down there and cause a bit of trouble and get back forward.
Speaking of goals, you're good mates with one Jay Cameron, who plays his 200th this week, we're told. Is he up and about? I know he's a pretty laid-back character. Is the 200 even registering?
He has spoken about it a little bit. He snuck through his 500th goal, pretty quietly, honest. We missed that one, which we felt a bit bad about. But, we know this one's coming up, and hopefully we can get a jump for him on Saturday.
Do you still watch videos? Do they still do that? Watch videos of the milestone man, a bit of that sort of action, or is that days gone past?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have a nice little highlight package and probably some personal messages from a few different people, all the best. So, yeah, we'll play that, I would say. Maybe captain's run or something like that.
Now, up against Richmond on Saturday, obviously the Cats and the Tigers clashed in that 2020 grand final where you're an emergency in your first year at the AFL level. Is there a bit of rivalry with Richmond, something a little bit extra you want to see on Saturday to get your boys over the line?
I think we've had some good matches over the years, three or so years. But, I guess they're always a good side, and it's been tough every time we've played them. We've played some good footy the last couple of times we've played them. Hopefully we can play our best and get another win on the board.
And your combination with Tyson Stengel, he's come in and showed the talent we all knew he had. I gather he's a pretty quiet kid, doesn't say a lot.
Yeah, he's pretty quiet, but he's also he's pretty cheeky. He likes to stir up a couple of the boys with a few little jokes and that. So he's slotted in really well to our group, into the forward line. And, he's really showing his talent for sure.
Who's the easy victim of hanging jokes on?
Tommy Hawkins got here and there, but he gives it back just as much too, so it's good.
Now, Brad, on a personal note, your AFL journey has been a little bit unconventional. You were taken in the rookie draft in 2019, and you haven't looked back since. Last year, seventh in the best and fairest. So I dare say you're not going to sit here and pat yourself on the back. But has it been surprising how quickly it has come once you've got the opportunity, and which each game that passes and you keep doing well, do you find yourself just feeling more and more comfortable at this level?
Yeah, for sure. I still pinch myself every day. And, yeah, obviously my first year to had the chance to play, I think it was about 8 games. It was a big shock and a big jump, I guess. But, yeah, playing most of last season and then every game so far this year, I do feel, more uncomfortable, more and more comfortable each week and feel like I can play my role for the team. And, it's great to run out with the Cats each week.
And you love the long sleeve jumper as well, something we need to see more of.
I do love the long sleeve jumper.
There was an incident early in the year, though, Brad, where the guns were out.
There was. I think that might be a once-off. It's pretty warm.
What is there a reason you like it? Just feel more comfortable? It's what you've always worn at junior footy and you're stuck with it?
Yeah, pretty much. Obviously, come from Gambia, which is even colder than Geelong somehow. And even in Adelaide, wasn't great. So, yeah, always had the long sleeves on, nice and warm, comfortable. And now it's just something that, I feel more comfortable in and stuck to.
There's a few now, Zach Tui, there'll be a few who do it in winter who aren't pure jumpermen like you. Who else, Tui, who else has a crack at it?
Cam Guthrie likes to put it on occasionally. Clarkie used to wear it a bit last year. Tommy Stewart has one, but I think he's only worn it once. not sure.
Well, I think it's good because it's easy for guys like me that have you in the Supercoach team to be able to follow you around on the field. So you keep that up, keep kicking goals and make sure you have a big performance against the Tigers on Saturday.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully we can get another win and send Jerry off with his free 200th game.
Yeah, I wouldn't be volunteering to carry him off the field, but that'll be a job for some of the stronger blokes. Thanks very much, Brad.
Too easy. Thanks, fellas.
Brad Close there, ahead of a big game for Geelong at the MCG against Richmond on Saturday. Scotty, what sort of number crowd-wise are we thinking for that one? And do you think it will be diluted by the fact they've got a game at Marvel that will almost cross over? Or not really?
No. Saturday, 4:20, weather is a minor issue. You'd want to get in excess of 60.
Yep.
And I'd like to see a 7, to be honest. If it got to 70, just the weather and little things. School holidays, that's starting. What's happening with school? You know that. Yeah, so that, not that that's a factor on a Saturday, but
it sort of is with the twilight, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's a 60 plus, if they don't, because the Cats fans, there's a few of them, and this is a blockbuster. This is an old-fashioned blockbuster game.
And I think the Tiger fans might be a little embarrassed by that 20,000 turnout a few Thursday nights ago against Port. So
the arrogance from your club.
Hopefully we get a big crowd there, and the Tigers to win by a couple. They're outsiders now, Richmond.
Of course they are.
Staggering.
No Noah Bolter, no Tigers.
No, Geelong against Richmond's been a successful formula over the years. Maybe back Geelong to lead at halftime or three-quarter time.
Your arrogance will shine through. No, it'll be a cracker, and we've already mentioned there's lots of wonderful games ahead of us, and that we will debrief all that tomorrow.
It has been a good, fun show. If you missed anything, and absolutely anything, we did speak about lots, some of it even related to sport. Michelle Timms was absolutely sensational. Todd Goldstein, Alex Keith, Rodney Eade and Brad Close, just to name a few of our guests, and Ben Ainsworth as well. So you can catch all that on the socials. And I'm looking forward to listening to Michael Falgate. His guests include Trent Busserton, Alan Enderes and Steph Thornton.
And he's got the quiz.
And he's got the quiz. We've handballed that over to him from 8:30. Thank you very much, Scott, as per usual. Now, hopefully our leader, Adam White, feeling better and he's back tomorrow. That's the plan.
Wow.
So we anticipate that normality will return. Whitey will be in this chair. You'll be in that chair.
Can I say on behalf of the listening public, you've been a revelation and I fear that this won't be the only time you'll be in
there. I've had a hell of a lot of fun. I can't doubt that. So thank you to all the RSN family for welcoming me over the last few days. Even the texts have been more positive when I do this job than my normal role. So maybe I need to pivot a little bit to the right. So it's going to be good fun. Can't wait for Michael Falgate. I guarantee you one thing, there'll be headlines from at least one of those interviews. Over